5-10 minutes, so a few people requested it again, so we'll mention a few things regarding the Haftorah of Lech Lecha, a very beautiful Haftorah. It starts in Yeshaya Mem, goes into Mem Aleph, and last time I think we spoke about a pasuk no sonu yad koach and the bracha that we have in the morning. Not really from the Gemara, it's from Gaonim. That's a different discussion. But in terms of the actual content of the Haftorah and a few psukim that we'll try to offer some perspective on. So the Haftorah begins, as we noted in Kapitel Mem, Rama Soma Yaakov Sedaber Yisrael, talking to Klal Yisrael, giving them reassurance that Hashem has not hidden from them, and he's there, he doesn't get tired, and he's going to give them Shmira protection. And then the reason why it's here as Haftorah of Lech Lecha is because there's a reference to Avraham Avinu. Now, there is a specific reference a little later on in the Haftorah, but I'll tell you, so Avdi Yaakov Shebachaticha Zera Avraham Ohavi. So specifically refers to Avraham, and Avraham is the one who Hashem describes as the one who loved him. That's a very beautiful tribute to Avraham Avinu. We know in the Chumash, it talks about Avraham as Yireel Kimata by the Akedah. Yireel Kimata. But that's a unique aspect of the Nisayon HaKedah to express Yiras Hashem. But the most basic midah of Avraham Avinu and his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the love that Hashem declares that Avraham loves me, and we know that it's reciprocal. Ki Yedati, it says in Parshas Vayera, Ki Yedati, Rashi says Lashon Chiba. There's a sense of loyalty, a sense of trust. Hashem promises Avraham Avinu. Hashem is promising Avraham Avinu all the various haftachos about Eretz Yisrael and his children. And Avraham believed them in Hashem. So that sense of a loyalty is the idea of love. So that's Zera Avraham Ohavi. But it's not just that pasuk that's a reference to Avraham Avinu, but the way that the Midrashim interpret the earlier psukim are also Avraham Avinu. It's not as explicit, but once you read the psukim, you realize why Chazal interpreted it that way. And that is a reference to a battle that Hashem makes sure that the battle will be fought and won. And it starts by saying, Mi heyer mi mizrach. Said that Yikra'eu l'raglo, yitem l'fanav goyim u'melachim yard. Yard is to control, to completely dominate. Yitem ka'ofer charbo, kikashni daf kashto. This is Kapitel Mem Aleph, Pasuk Beis. Yir defeim yavar shalom, orach v'raglo v'lo yavo. All this, according to Chazal, is interpretation of Avraham Avinu, starting off with Mi heyer mi mizrach. In other words, Avraham Avinu came originally from Aram, which is in the Mizrach, as Rashi tells us. Tzedek yikra'ehu l'raglo. And here the Radak says something very beautiful. First of all, he says, Heyer mi Mizrach means Hashem was the one who inspired Avraham Avinu to come and to ultimately go to Eretz Israel. Tzedek yikra'ehu l'raglo, b'chol makam shalei holech, wherever he went, he'd be korei tzedek, the emes, like it says, v'yikra sham avam b'shem Hashem, v'yikra b'shem Hashem. Tzedek is a sense of righteousness. Avraham Avinu would tell everybody, abandon Avodah Zarah, serve the Ribono Shel Olam. That is the idea of Tzedek Yikra'eu l'raglo. And then comes the reference to the Milchama that we read about in Lech Lecha. Yiten l'fan of Goyim. He had all these four kings, the mighty kings, become vanquished in front of him. U'melachim yard, right? He controlled them. He ruled over them. Yiten ka'afar charbo. His sword was, now here there's different ways to read, ke'ofer charbo, meaning, as the Radak has it, Hashem made ke'ofer ladush, like to trample dust in front of his sword. There's all kinds of midrashim that also talk about this miraculous thing, that he would throw the dust, it would become an arrow. Kikashni daf kashto, again, his bow, his sword. Yir defeim, he pursued them, yavar shalom, he went without any casualties. He came through totally whole. Orach, the raglov lo yavo. A path that he had never gone before with his feet. In other words, this is unfamiliar terrain. He talks about how he went so many different places, Adon, and it was through the night, and he went to places that he was not ever seen before. And he went on such a path, and he was able to defeat the kings. Of course, we think about the Muhammad today, and all of this, of course, not a coincidence. Nifal va'asa kori hadolos leyos. Who would have foresaw this? Kori hadolos. That's the Hashem Baruch Hu is the kori hadolos. He knows in advance what will be in the future. Ani Hashem Rishon ve'esachronim anihu. And again, this is continuing. Now, I want to just make mention to another pasuk or two, because the pasuk shan the pasuk is one thing, and it's completely antithetical to a particular niggun that people sing to these words. But the saving grace is that there is an interpretation of the medrash that maybe can justify using these words in the song. What am I referring to? I'll read on. The island saw, they were afraid. Okay, these are obviously the Zara that I described here. They saw these great miracles, and they were coming to challenge, you know, the Avraham Avinu, as the Radak says, the Karbal Vayasayun, they came, Melchizedek came. Then, Ish Esve'ehu Yazoru, Ul'achiv Yomar Chazal, you all know there's a song to these words, right? Ish Esve'ehu Yazoru, each one his friend, supporting them, encouraging them, Ul'achiv Yomar Chazak. What's the context? What's the simple pshat of the pasuk? It's talking about the Avodah Zarah, talking to each other. Rashi says, Yomar Chazak L'Mechama, strengthen, maybe our God will help us. And continues the next pasuk, and it describes, Vayichazek Charash Es Soreth, the one who is the carpenter, strengthens the one who deals with the goldsmith, Machit Patish, the one who's banging with the hammer, as Holen Poam, again, with the utensil, the one who does his knock. Omer Ladevek Tovu, he tells the glue, that's good. We're talking about building idols. Vayichazkeh v'masmerim, he strengthened it with nails lo yimot, it won't pull out. This is all discussing, again, the way that they make the idols. So Ishes Ve'er Yazoru is not exactly something to sing about. It's not talking about good things, it's talking about the opposite. Okay, so you could say, Zalul Mazer, right? We take it and we understand it in a different way. But maybe a better answer is the Medrash that Rashi quotes. After Rashi learns the Pshat Kipshuto, that she says, Yomer Chazaka Melchama, Ula Yamdu Lehem Eloheim, and goes on, Ve'chazik Chorosh Esoreif, all for the Avodah Zarah. Then Rashi has a Medrash, and it's found in Yalkut Shimoni, quoting it. It says Rashi, further on, after the following Pasuk, he says like this. Ish Esver Yazoru means after the Melchama, we know the Malki Tzedek comes forward to greet Avram, and he brings him the Lechem Vayayin, and he gives him a bracha, Baruch Avram Kel Elyon. So Rashi quotes, Shem and Avram are coming together. Ish Esver Yazoru, Zeh Ozer Zeh B'brachos, B'brachos Baruch Avram Kel Elyon, the Malki Tzedek gives Avram a bracha, Zeh Ozer Zeh B'matanos, and the other one, and one helps the other with gifts, Vayitin Lamasa Mikol. Really, both is Malkitzedek, but either way, it's the idea of the brachos that Malkitzedek offers to Avram and giving him the Meiser. Vayichazek Charash Es Soref is Shem, who was building the Teva. Soref is Avram Avinu, who was Mitzarev Brios, to bring them to the Shechina, to make them more pure, to give them the right Hashgafa. As Holen Poam is Avram, who beat up all the Malachim, Omer Adevek Tovu, it's good that we should stick to this God, to Hashem, to the God of Avram. By Cheskeu, in other words, it's all from Avram Avinu's legacy. In the Yalkut, there's a few more words. Omer Adevek Tovu, so he says, it means let us cleave. It's Tzoret, by the way, it says Avram, he says, Shinitfa Bitoch Kivshan Ha'esh. He was the Tzoret because he was pure. He went through Kivshan Ha'esh. Machlik Hatish, it's Holy Poem. And then Omer Adavik Tovu, these are the Obdiyat Vadazara, Shomim Mutav Lidobek Belokosal Avram, and rather than the Avilim Shal Nimrod. And by Chaskev, the Masmirim Lo Yimot, by Chazik Avram, as Shem, the Mitzvos of Meisim Tovim, Lo Yimot Avram. So the way that the Medrash has it, it's all connected to the aftermath of Melchama and the good that comes out of it with Shem and Avram. So if you want to learn that way, then the Pasuk of Ishesayazoru can be explained in a positive sense. And then it continues, as I noted, the pasuk Zer Avram Oavi continues with the sense of reassurance to Kal Yisrael. Al Tira Kimcha Nochi Atishta Kineel Kecha Imasticha Avasarticha Aft Machticha Bimin Sidki. That expression finds its way into one of the piyutim that we say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we have the seven hayoms after Birchas Kohanim. So it jumps to Tav, right? After Tamseinu Tibrachen, Tigadlenu Tidvishenu Tov, and then it goes to the Tav, Hayom Tismachenu Bimin Sidkecha. That's this pasuk here, that's the source of it. Titmachticha Bimin Sidki. And then the Paftara ends. And finally, it's the last pasuk of that. Okay, that's one.